He helped to transform the Republican Party, though he was never its presidential standard bearer. His influence sprang from the power of his ideas and from his sincerity and enthusiasm with which he spread them. To millions of Americans, he was much more than a football player, a congressman, a candidate. For minorities who suffered from discrimination, Jack has become an olive branch from a party too often ignoring them. As a quarterback and as leader of the Football Players Union, he championed the cause of African-American ball players and fought against segregation. For the poor struggling to rise above their circumstances in the inner city, Jack was hoped for a better future. He proposed empowering tenants in public housing, offering vouchers for housing and education. For hardworking families who wanted more freedom from government, Jack was a crusader for their cause. He believed that everyone, especially those in inner cities, should have an opportunity to participate in our economy. His idea of enterprise zones has expanded and developed into many different areas of providing opportunities for those caught in circumstances in which they would otherwise have none. Jack was all of these things and more. Today, Jack serves as a role model, I believe, for the future of our party. Known as the happy warrior, Jack always focused on the positive. Now, don't get me wrong, Jack never shied away from a fight, and I know that a couple of instances. But he called out his fellow party members for protectionism and anti-immigration efforts, believing they were wrong for this country and for the opportunities that we seek. No matter how big the adversary, whether it was a linebacker or a powerful committee chair, Jack was a fearless fighter. But as a happy warrior, Jack understood the power of the positive. Today's Washington Post carried an article by Michael Gershon in which he said, "Opportunity, Kemp argued, is the most important measure of economic justice. Capitalism is perfected by the broadest possible distribution of capital, and economic freedom and political freedom are inseparable." Well, Jack was well known for saying, quote, "The best way to oppose a bad idea is to replace it with a good one." You see, Jack was more about solutions than party labels. It is that pragmatism and willingness to work across the aisles to solve problems that all of us would be well advised to embrace today. As a self-described bleeding heart conservative, there are so many examples of Jack Kemp doing just that. Jack worked across the aisle on some of the most important issues of our time, from civil rights to safe housing for all families. It was Jack who, along with the esteemed Dr. Benjamin Hooks, brought to the national stage the scourge of lead paint poisoning, which was afflicting children and families in many of our cities, particularly older ones. Exposure to lead, particularly by these young children, was causing learning disabilities, behavioral problems, slowing growth, and even possibly causing seizures, coma, and in some serious instances, death. Jack Kemp and Dr. Hooks gave this avoidable tragedy a face and a very powerful voice. Thanks to their advocacy, Senator Mikulski and I launched a $50 million initiative to remove exposed paint in targeted neighborhoods. What started as an idea and a mission is now more than a $300 million program that has helped countless children and their families. But this is just one example of the ideas that Jack, with his tireless advocacy, turned into action to improve the lives of the most vulnerable and needy in our country. Jack's extraordinary life has made a lasting impact on the generations of conservatives he inspired, on the Republican Party, on the national debate, but most importantly, on the countless lives and communities which have benefited for his powerful ideas being put into action. To Joanne and the rest of the Kemp family, Linda, and my thoughts and prayers are with you. We shall always remember and treasure the memory of Jack Kemp and the great contributions he made. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent, following my remarks, included in the record, be a copy of the Wall Street Journal of today, Capitalist for the Common Man, and the Washington Post column by Michael Gershon entitled Head and Heart.
Without objection.
Mr. President, I thank the chair and yield the floor.